Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey. I am the show's host, Anna Renault. And if you would like more information about me, I invite you to visit my website, www.annarenault.com, and that's A-N-N-A-R-E-N-A-U-L-T. It talks about the books I've written, my radio show, places that I write for, and even some things that I've done over the past several years. And we are in the process of updating, so there will be new information coming just as soon as my webmaster has time to get all that put in there, especially since she's so busy right now getting ready for this sun eclipse, since her husband happens to be very much involved with NASA and the sun. She has been under a ton of pressure, but that is awesome. I'm looking forward to this not once-in-a-lifetime event eclipse, but certainly something that we don't see on a regular basis. Today's show, I'm waiting for my guest to sign in. I'm really interested in talking to Leo a little bit more about illustrating books. As an author, it's something that is certainly high on my list of things that I need, people I need to contact with, certainly something that can make or break a book, and especially when you're writing for children, it's interesting what will catch their eye and what will keep their attention. And so as I was chatting with Leo the other night, I thought, you know, this would be a good time to really talk about just what is involved in illustrating a book. What is it that people need, authors need to know, think about? Certainly questions that you might want to talk about with an illustrator, and certainly looking at all the different aspects, the right picture, the right color, the right size of your picture. Certainly a lot of things that we're going to jump into. As I always do before I get my guest on the line, I announce that the shows are recorded. Replays are available 24/7 after the shows are over. And I also always announce our airtime sponsor, and this month that has been Lucky Dog Wellness, LuckyDogWellness.com, LuckyDogWellness.com. Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist, and she really strives to certainly help our four-legged friends, primarily dogs, as they are diagnosed or showing signs of chronic illness, disease, or even just aging, certainly transforming them that they have a healthier, happier life. Or maybe they're younger, or maybe a rescue animal, and they're having trouble adjusting to a new home. Jane can be extremely helpful. She also works with dogs that have anxiety, stress, or, as I mentioned, pain issues, and maybe even some minor behavioral issues. Something to think about. I know when I went to her website and read the 10 common pet health myths, I thought I knew some things, and I found out that what I knew wasn't correct. So it's a very interesting website. Jane also has a PR assistant named Fifi. This is a little dog. Doll has been very well received at various activities around town and is making a difference in drawing attention to her business. And Fifi and Jane have written a book about Fifi's friends, promoting responsible dog ownership. So thanks a lot, Jane, for being a supporter of Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so I'm still waiting to see if Leo is going to call in. He did mention that he's not often an early morning riser, yet he did choose 8 a.m., so I'm wondering if Leo is still asleep or if something has happened and maybe there is an issue of why he hasn't called in yet. So let's talk about a public service announcement that I have for One Purpose Woman Community. Ginny Robertson is an awesome entrepreneur. You can go to her website, Ginnyrobertson, ginnyrobertson.com. And there is a ton of information on there about her women's networking group. There's also information on there about her 6th annual On Purpose Woman Conference, and that is going to be October the 27th and 28th at the Marriott Institute, or is it the Maritime Institute or the Marriott? I have to double check that. I thought I had that information at my fingertips, but obviously I didn't. And now I need to find the announcement on her website. So let's go to Ginny's homepage and see. The 6th Annual On Purpose Woman National Conference is happening in 2017 on October 27th and 28th near BWI Airport, which makes it very easy for people who are flying in from different parts of the USA to be speakers or even just to be participants in the 6th annual networking conference that Ginny has been holding for the last few years. And it has been growing. She outgrew the hotel that she used the first 2 or 3 years. So it's really important that you go and take a look at what Ginny is doing in terms of ensuring that women have a safe place where they can really experiment with self and ideas, where they can connect and create community and just make a difference in who they are and what they do. So take a look at what's what, and it's just absolutely awesome. And as I'm looking at this On Purpose Woman magazine, this is actually last year's, the 5th annual conference, and that's no help at all. So I need to go back and look at her website again, where I just saw the announcement. And once again, I'm looking at my studio board, and I still do not see a microphone popping up for my guest. So did they push one to talk to the host, me? Interesting. Well, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, let's talk about books. Certainly, Anna Renault, me, I have been writing books now for 6 years. And I have quite a few, and I've really been enjoying the response that I've gotten from readers. And while I'm happy with the response that I get on Facebook, in emails, on the phone, even in person, what writers and published authors really do appreciate, and I certainly would appreciate, is getting reviews on Amazon. First of all, Amazon rates us a lot based on reviews that we get. So if you happen to be a listener that has read any of my books, I would appreciate if you went on Amazon and posted something. You can post any name you want, or I believe you can still keep it anonymous. You don't have to put your name, especially if you want to put a negative review up. But authors cannot improve their writing if they don't hear from the readers. Is it what you like to read? Do you feel that it's well written? Do you feel that the book needs to be changed or improved? Do you think there's too much information? Is it too confusing? Reviews are very important, both to Amazon as a selling marketing tool, but certainly also for the author itself, so that we know what the readers want, what the readers like, what the readers don't like, which also feeds right into today's topic, and that is illustrations. Do you like a lot of pictures? Are pictures too distracting? Prefer a lot of color?
a little bit of color. Are you somebody that still happens to really see the art in black and white pictures? Certainly, if it's an older story, way back when, sepia, which is the brownish tan background kind of picture, or black and white, certainly would fit the story more than color, since color photographs didn't come in until, what, the mid-1900s, late 1900s. Certainly in my lifetime, I know I started out with black and white pictures way back when on my little brownie camera. And then eventually we went to color. And certainly now with the digital age and with all kinds of tools and props that you can crop a picture and you can even post one picture on top of another and posing one view on top of another, you can create all kinds of pictures. But what does the reading public want? Are the pictures distracting, or do they add to the story? As you're reading, do you get a picture in your mind of what you think the scene looks like, whatever, and then you turn the page and here's this picture and it doesn't match anything of what you were thinking? Does that mess up the story for you? Or does it refocus you on the story? Once you've turned the page and you see that picture, do you turn back and then reread part of the story and say, oh, yeah, the picture makes it so much more real? As I mentioned, I talked with this gentleman, Leo, what's today, Friday, so I guess it was Tuesday evening maybe, and we had a really interesting conversation. First of all, he got himself into a lot of trouble in elementary school because he was forever drawing. By middle school and high school, he could be in history class and he would be drawing the whole picture of the war or the history of France, Italy, you know, pictures of different countries, different cultures, different dress, and he was forever getting into trouble. He honestly didn't think he needed to know all the dates of the war. He really wanted to know the weapons, the uniforms, the tanks, the trucks, the guns. He really wanted to see the visual side of war. And it made sense to him to see the visual side. Now, he also admits that he had a reading problem, so words weren't his friend. But he could draw anything. If he looked at a statue, he could draw it. If he looked at a shoe, he could draw it. And he knew from early on that when he grew up, he was going to have a job that required him to draw. Now, of course, at one point, he also thought that he would work for Disney World and draw all kinds of cartoon characters. But for actually many reasons, that job never came about. I'm not sure that he ever had the opportunity to go to either California and then eventually Florida for Disney World. But certainly early on in high school, he thought he would go to Disneyland in California and work for Walt Disney and make a ton of money and get very famous. And that certainly just never happened. And as I said, eventually Disney World was built in Florida, and he thought, well, that's much closer, but that also never materialized. But he did, even though he worked for a time as a construction worker, he spent all of his waking hours, free time, drawing pictures. And he would share them with schools, with students, and bring some of their lessons to life. And teachers just loved him in doing that. Of course, some of those teachers admitted that if he had been a student in their class drawing those pictures, they would not have been as happy. But they were very glad that he was able to bring that visual side of lessons to light for the students. So we got to talking about once he went to work as a construction person and he was doing all these pictures and taking time off from work to go to schools and talk with students, that he eventually realized that there were jobs that he could still apply for here in Baltimore, Maryland, USA, and make money and get paid to draw his pictures. So he found a few magazines pay him, usually on a monthly basis at that point. Once or twice a month, different stories would come out, and rather than using photographs, they would have him draw them a picture. Sometimes they were cartoons, sometimes they were serious pictures. And he got a reputation. And of course, once word got around of who he was and what he could do, he got more offers, more requests, and he wound up quitting the construction job, which was really interesting that he said his back was really starting to bother him and he was afraid that he had injured his back. Come to find out, he did. He actually ruptured a disc and had to have back surgery. So as he transitioned into a whole different career, he is so happy at what he does. However, he also admits that sitting at a desk drawing, or sitting on a rock next to the water drawing all day long, is also not good for his back. He does need to remember and has at times even set a timer to get up once an hour, do some stretching, do a little walking around, and really keeping that back in shape. And that's something important for all of us to remember, especially the writers, because we do the same kind of thing. We get to sit down at the computer with paper and pencil, maybe. I know I've certainly sat in my chair out next to the river a couple of times writing stories. You need to remember to get up and move. You need to stretch your arms. You need to shrug your shoulders. You need to rotate your neck. Move your head left, right, up, down, back, forth. You need to move. And you need to keep your body in good working order. So it was an important lesson that he learned as an illustrator that he shared with me, like I said, just a couple of nights ago. And it is so important for me. I had back surgery in 2011. My surgeon certainly gave me that same information. You can't sit down and be at the computer all day long without getting up and moving. Certainly right now in 2017, there's this whole move about having these computer stands, desks that lift up so that you can stand at them. Well, that's great. If you're still not moving, if you're just standing in one position all the time, it still strains your back. And are you raising it to the right height, or are you bending over? Are you stretching to reach up? You need to have the correct posture, the correct ergonomics, they call it. And it's so important. So while we were talking about making sure we get up on a regular basis and move and all that, he said it also helps to clear his head. And he has to read the story that he's illustrating. Is it something that he could do a cartoon for? Is it something that needs a more serious type picture, a more realistic human body, more realistic animal, or can it be a cartoon? And then he also thinks about color. There are certain colors that attract males. Young boys have certain colors. Older men have certain colors. Pretty much all men, he said, prefer red. And then there are the people who are really tuned into the colors of their sports team. So if you're a Ravens fan, you might want to see purple here and purple there. You want to make sure that the boy or the girl in the story is wearing that favorite color from time to time. It's amazing the little details that he was mentioning that I have to admit, as a writer of words, I hadn't really thought about just what a little bit of emotional tag you will get from an illustrator if they put a little cute kitten or bunny or bird in their picture, especially if you're writing for children. You might not think about it. It might not be the main theme of the story, but little touches like that will make such a difference. When you're drawing something like a tree, he mentioned the importance of it being a tree that's local to the story. If you're writing about something in Hawaii, you will have palm trees. If you're writing about something in Montana or Michigan, you will not have palm trees. And again, it's those little details. And he was even telling the story. He likes to read these stories that come out of Hollywood where they make little mistakes in movies. Here's a movie being made in 2005, and the woman is wearing something that is really trendy in 2005. But it didn't exist in 1990 when the movie was supposed to be taking place, when the story was being actually lived. And it can be a glaring mistake, and most people may not even notice it. But if you were one of these people that do, it can ruin the story. It's like, oh, that's so fake. How can they be wearing this new fancy watch that didn't even exist 10 years ago? Or they're using a cell phone, the new little flip phones that, you know, didn't exist in 1970, 1980, whenever, you know. Some of those little details make a big difference. And he said reading those stories has really educated him in terms of those little details that might make a difference between his picture being accepted or that of somebody else, of another artist. Certainly want to make sure that your facts, your details are correct, and that what you're drawing fits the story. I know I was really, really lucky when I crossed paths with another writer who introduced me to John Morris, who is a fantastic artist. He happens to live in Scotland. We connected on the internet in January of 2013, and by June he was here in the U.S. visiting a friend for about a week or 10 days, and then he spent 3 weeks with me, and we went to churches, we went to libraries, we went to small group meetings, and he was really showing his ability to sit there and just paint this awesome painting while we were sitting there watching him, or while we were talking about writing books and illustrating books. He is fantastic. He's actually now starting an art school and does online painting lessons. It's awesome. So if you are, you can certainly look up Leo Drury, but you're not going to find much because he really likes to stay behind the scenes and he really gets work through word of mouth. And he does do some things for a couple of fairly good-sized magazines that really pay his bills. But he really enjoys doing the illustrations for children's books. That's kind of what feeds his soul. And John Morris is kind of the same way. He loves to paint paintings. Your pets, perhaps some elders. You know, I know some people have sent in pictures of family members in their uniforms when they were much younger. Different kinds of keepsakes, and he does these awesome oil paintings. And I'll admit they're not cheap, but they're really, really good. His talent really deserves the prices that he charges. And as I said, he's now giving online lessons, which is fabulous that he's sharing his talent and his craft with so many people, and it will certainly make a difference. And I have been fortunate that John has illustrated, why did my dad get cancer? Why did cancer turn my life upside down? He did the angel for my book, My Angel is Heaven Sent. He did a cover for two of my anthologies that I did in 2014 with writers around the world trying to raise some money for the Cancer Support Foundation. One was a cabin scene in the woods, and one was a somewhat little bit of a romantic type picture, I think, with a couple on a bridge, water running under the bridge, a mountain in the background. Just some fantastic artwork. And I've been really privileged to be able to say John Morris illustrated either the cover or the entire books. And certainly here in Maryland, I think there are at least four writers that I know of that John has illustrated books for. So look up John Morris, Art from the Heart, and you will find that he's absolutely awesome. Now, he did my first book before I ever actually physically met him. It was all done online. I paid him through PayPal. He came through with the 10 pictures I requested. They fit into the book just right. I think the one book, Why Did Cancer Turn My Life Upside Down, instead of using his table, I did take a picture of my kitchen table instead. But usually, if you tell him what you want, he's really good at producing exactly what you want. And he's willing to make changes, change the color, change the picture. I think there was one where he drew a picture of one of the grandfathers, and I asked him to change the background, and he did. Another one, he did a picture of actually an ashtray with cigarette butts and whatever, really hopefully hitting home with the children not to smoke. And he just was able to really come through for me with the pictures that I wanted for each of the books. And I really do thank John Morris, Art from the Heart in Scotland, for doing all that via the internet and at a very reasonable price. All right, I'm running out of time. I need to announce my airtime sponsors again. And obviously, Leo has either overslept, and hopefully no problems have occurred because he did not call in as he requested on Tuesday evening. But think about this. If you're an author, are you going to use pictures, which are fine, photographs, that is, or are you going to use illustrations? If you're going to use illustrations, are they going to be cartoon-type illustrations? Are they going to be more serious and realistic? Who is going to draw them? I happen to also have been known to go to a place called Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and pay $5 for somebody to draw me a picture. My Mitzi the butterfly, I say, has gone to a spa and had a makeover. It's awesome. All right, thanks for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks a lot for Jane Rainier, LuckyDogWellness.com, for being my airtime sponsor. And go to JennyRobertson.com and click on the link that says the 6th Annual On Purpose Woman National Conference, happening October 27th and 28th near BWI Airport. It's coming up this fall. It's only a couple of months away. Thanks a lot. I will be back on the air next week with Nell's Tax Help on Wednesday and with Laura Johnson on Friday about personal financing and certainly handling the money in our pockets. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. Take care and have a wonderful day.